James Kratz, the Giants beat reporter for NJ.com on the line. Do we got you?
I think I'm here. I've now rigged so my cell phone is on an internet line.
All right. We're solid, at least I hope. Knock on wood. All right, Darian Thompson, he played in a couple of games before he got hurt last year. When he was on the field for those two games and 82 snaps, how did he look?
He was in the offseason program, not so much, I think, during the games. He looked really good in the games. In the offseason program, kind of leading before he got hurt for the first time, he was head and shoulders above the rest of the safeties kind of competing for that job opposite Landon Collins. The Giants, they love him. They think he's going to be a real player. They have been nothing but cautious with his foot and everything, you know, kind of bring him along slowly because, you know, they're kind of treating him like fine china. They think he is going to be a major impact player for them potentially. So they don't want to take any risks. They're very high on him. And I think that when him and Collins are paired together, given Darian's kind of, you know, ball-hawking center fielder ability as a safety, that could kind of give the Giants' defense a new element. It also could help Collins, who had a sensational all-pro season last year, be even better.
So Collins played solid. Thompson was out. Who replaced Thompson, and with that replacement, how did they really mesh together? Because as a player who played before, you know, I never wanted to be injured because I didn't want somebody to take my job. So, you know, was there any shine without him out there?
You know, the Giants, it was one kind of the great stories last season. They had a kid named Andrew Adams, undrafted rookie out of UConn. He actually was a big-time baseball player. He grew up in Atlanta. He was going to go play baseball, Division I at Furman. He got an offer from UConn. He ended up switching gears, going playing football. He had a solid training camp, kind of really came on strong at the end. Was a guy who was maybe, you know, in the last, you know, five or six cuts. They got him through the practice squad. He gets promoted to play special teams in week three against the Redskins. He has an egregious personal foul on playing special teams on a kickoff. You know, just kind of goes helmet to helmet, all away from the play, 15-yard penalty that kills the Giants. They lose that game. A lot of people think, okay, this guy is going to get cut Monday morning. The Giants don't cut him. Obviously, Thompson goes out. I believe right before the Giants' Week 4 game, you know, they had a bunch of tryouts of veteran safeties. They didn't sign any of them. They let Adams start in Week 4, and he was really kind of a revelation for them. I mean, obviously, I think he's a little bit more of a, you know, up-against-the-line strong safety guy like Landon is. But he managed to play that free safety well enough. I think the Giants kind of protected him in their scheme. He had a really solid year for them. Didn't really kill them. But I think that, you know, they say that him and Thompson are going to compete for a job. But I think if Darian's healthy, given what we saw last year, he really shouldn't have much of a trouble winning that job.
James Kratz, NJ.com, Giants beat reporter, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk. Shifting from one Boise State guy in Darian Thompson to another in Dante Dion. Last year, he kind of shined in the OTAs before getting on the practice squad and then going to injured reserve. How has he looked so far in OTAs this year?
He's looked good, and I think last year it was going to be a tough pill for him to kind of make the team. I thought it was kind of an uphill climb. This year, I think he's got an even better shot. You know, the Giants, a lot of people know about Janoris Jenkins, Dominique Rodgers, Cromartie, Eli Apple, their three main cornerbacks. They don't have much depth, established depth behind those three guys. So you talk about, you know, usually they carry five cornerbacks. There's probably going to be two jobs kind of, you know, way up for grabs in camp this year, and Dion's one of several guys competing for that. But I mean, the Giants, they love Dante Dion. The fans, the team, Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator, when you mention him in a press conference, his face just lights up. And, you know, my partner Dan Duggan and I would cover the team. We learned that, and you guys can kind of speak to this better than I can, it seems like Dante was kind of the popular guy around town because, you know, during training camp, he'll tweet out pictures and little video snippets of guys in action. And Dante Dion videos and photos would get hundreds of retweets and likes. I mean, we're talking more than like Eli and Odell would. So I think that there's clearly Dante Dion has become a fan favorite for a guy who really, you know, hasn't played a whole heck of a lot. He was a blast at a charity softball game, Landon Collins, a couple weeks ago. You know, Dante, you know, he kind of crushed the ball to the wall. He's dancing in the box before, like, and then someone like this point, that's when you got to run to first base. So, you know, he's kind of a fun-loving guy who's kind of gotten a following, even though he hasn't been a whole lot on the field. But I think the Giants are hoping to see him kind of do more, and there's going to be an opportunity there for him, I think.
Staying on Dion, I mean, kind of look at his size. Everybody kind of talks about that slot corner position. They used to be kind of where they hid backup, you know, cornerbacks at the time, nickel and dime packages, but really with the spread offenses that are coming out now it's really a primary position. You see that as where Dion stand? One of the guys that I played with, that I look at like that is a guy like Tyrann Mathieu, who's listed as a safety, but more plays you know, your slot cornerback position. You see that same role?
I think it could be. I mean, that's, you know, basically your slot corner is basically your starter now. I mean, the Giants mostly have three cornerbacks out there. And obviously, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is the guy who's probably there to start, but they do need to find someone. You know, they had Cody Sensabaugh last year. He signed with the Steelers. That was kind of a big blow. So I think Deion's a guy who could be in the slot. A guy from played at Texas who's had, you know, injuries his first years in the league. Mykel Thompson's in the mix there. Oklahoma State kid Michael Hunter. But I do think we didn't see a whole heck of Deion in the slot. They've also brought in Valentino Blake, who was with the Titans last year. I don't know if they necessarily look at him as the main slot spot. I think he will play there some. But we've mostly seen Deion working on the outside.
James Kratz of NJ.com, Giants beat reporter. We appreciate the updates on the Boise State guys. And as training camp hits and the preseason, I'm sure we'll holler back at you.
You got it, guys. Hopefully I'll have better reception then.
We got you. It ended up working out. James Kratz of NJ.com, the updates on Darian Thompson and Dante Deion.